Why are there rules in screenwriting? Recently, we put out a video on TikTok, Instagram, Shorts, all about the golden rule of screenwriting, which is show, don't tell. A lot of what we do here at the script department refers to rules and tips and tricks and things like that to go with screenwriting, because it can be quite a technical art form in a lot of ways. So I wanted to jump on here and chat with you for a little bit about why we have these rules and why they are really worth following. So let's get to it. Welcome to a very quick Screenwriting 101 conversation. If you like this kind of thing, you can find other similar things to this in our 101 playlist on YouTube, as well as the original content that we put out across TikTok, Instagram, YouTube Shorts. We're all professional screenwriters working here at the script department, so we like to sometimes jump on and chat a little bit about the craft and share some tips and tricks. And today is a slightly different version of that, something a little less formal perhaps. And as I said at the top, we put out a short video about the golden rule of screenwriting, which essentially explained why it's important, what it is, etc. And we had a few comments on that, those videos, that suggested that perhaps there should be no rules of screenwriting, or perhaps there are no rules of screenwriting, and trying to impose rules actually limits the creative process in one way or another. So this is a really interesting idea, and I wanted to kind of bat that around a little bit and kind of say, you know, what I think on that and why we have these rules in the first place, just to give a little context perhaps for going forward for new screenwriters and things like that. Because I remember having these thoughts at the beginning of my career and feeling something very similar. I remember thinking, you know, surely storytelling should be this unbound thing. It's not regimented by rules, and surely they're constrictive, and it should be free-flowing from the soul and beautiful, etc., etc. And yeah, sometimes that can happen. I wrote a film recently that was just a stream of consciousness and it just sort of happened. But screenwriting is kind of its own thing, and it's quite separate from other forms of writing in that way. Namely, your script is not the final product. We do a series of podcast episodes over here at the script department, which is our showcase and made by the script department. These are readings of screenplays that are dramatized by actors. I do some of them myself. And they're wonderful, and it's great to celebrate that art form and the fact that there is an art form to screenwriting in and of itself. But usually that is not the case, because your screenplay is a working document that has to be read by a whole bunch of people, and they all need to come to that same creative vision. If there is anything ambiguous in your script, then different departments can misunderstand it, and this can cause problems in the production. The rules of screenwriting, and we're talking specifically about formatting here, right, over structure or anything like that, we'll come to that in a minute, but the rules of screenwriting allow the industry to speak in one common language, which limits misunderstandings and speeds along the production process and allows for that vision of the screenwriter to be communicated clearly and interpreted at different levels of the production and create a more cohesive production and a better film. Your final draft of your screenplay is not the final draft of the film. It's a blueprint for what's to follow. It's the first draft of the film, as it were, not the end result. It isn't something in and of itself. If you are writing a novel, what you put down on paper will go out into the world. Writing a screenplay is very different, as your script will likely never be seen by the public, unless you're Russell T. Davies and you put out a book of scripts that you wrote, or, you know, someone goes looking for your screenplay online. But even then, a lot of the screenplays that you'll find online, and this is a really important point when reading spec screenplays, a lot of them are translations, and they've been taken from the films, and they've been rewritten up as screenplays. They're not the shooting script in any way. So if you are looking at spec screenplays out there to find your kind of way of doing things and understand the rules, make sure you're looking at a shooting script. Very important. It's a shooting script, not just a written down version of the film itself. Point being, though, is you are the first link in a very long chain that leads to this production. Filmmaking is an inherently collaborative enterprise, meaning that everyone has to work together to form a greater whole. It is far easier for everyone to do that if the first link in that chain uses the industry standards that everyone can understand already. It limits this whole process of needing to read it and read between the lines and try to understand what's going on, because you're using this same thing. So that's why we have formatting rules. But what about the story structure? Is structuring your story a limiting thing? I would say absolutely not. there are, and I'll say there are lots of different schools of thought on this idea. There are many different structures out there. And this is not only for screenwriting either. This goes in all forms of creative writing. There are different ideas here. Ultimately, however, in my experience and the experience of most others working professionally in the field, is that it all tends to go back to this kind of three-act structure in one way or another. The opening, while you find yourself in a normal situation, the journey to begin your adventure, the start of what happens, going through the adventure, the ups and downs, all of these different things, and then finally finding yourself once at home, either at home or in a place of stability, somehow changed and different. And whether you're working with like a three-act structure, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-act structure, there are all out there, believe me, this tends to be the case. It's just a case of you finding your own framework. You don't need to use the three-act structure necessarily if you can find one that works for what you're doing and if it's a different way of doing it. I quite often use a four-act structure to help inform stories, and they tend to have two very clear parts, and they are distinctly separated by a midpoint of some kind. But ultimately, that second and third act that I have hit there is just the second act. It's just split in the middle for my purposes of understanding the story. And I wouldn't always do that. You know, there are different structures for different stories out there, so find your own. But the point is that applying a structure and applying rules of structure are in many ways guidelines and skeletons to help you construct something cohesive and coherent. We as writers are naturally imaginative people, or I hope you are anyway, I'm sure you are. And it's easy for us to get distracted. You easily go off the trail and end up talking about something entirely different that has nothing to do with the film that you were trying to write in the first place. Using structure like this helps to keep you on track. And I honestly believe that every time it creates a better story than you would have done if you just free-handed it. And so now I want to come to the kind of the elephant in the room, as it were, the professional writers. The number one response to the idea of screenwriting having rules is that, or be that, and that's around story structure, formatting rules, tips to convey the story, golden rules, all of this, that, and the other, are going to be things like, well, I know this writer that doesn't do that. I've read this screenplay that doesn't do that. Why should I? So first thing, like I said up top, make sure you're reading a shooting script actually written by the writer. These will usually be photocopies or something like that. And not a transcript. That's the word I was looking for. Not a transcript, because that a transcript is a written version of the film rather than a script. Very, very different. So first and foremost, make sure that that's what you're doing. But also, these are established writers working in the industry who are not submitting spec scripts to agents and festivals and hoping to get somewhere. And often they are frequently writer directors. The number one example of this, and the one that I always go back to, is Quentin Tarantino. I have his book over there on my shelf. It's marvelous and he's brilliant. But he is an advocate of go do it yourself. Find your own way of doing it. And yeah, sure, if you can do that, then go do that. But he says this, he is usually referring to a writer-director, a director that writes and directs their own work. Tarantino can do whatever he likes with his script because A, he's Quentin Tarantino, multi-award-winning director of several decades, and B, he is the one heading up the production. He already knows what he means, and he can just explain it to the people he works with, most of whom have already worked with him for a very long time and understand the way he writes and his own set of rules. So when you're sitting there behind your screens and you're, you know, reading your spec scripts, deciding that I don't know what I'm talking about because this so-and-so does it this way and so-and-so does it this way, which is fine, and I, you know, that's okay. I understand if you feel that way. Remember that the scripts that you are reading are written by people who have been doing this for a very long time, and they can break the rules. But you know, you have to know the rules first before you can break them. This phrase, rules are made to be broken, is a phrase that's thrown around a lot to justify going off track and doing other things. That's fine. But if you know what you're doing, then you can break the rules, if it means that you can convey your story in a more interesting and engaging way. But you'd better make sure you know those rules first. So again, to go back to the example that I gave of myself writing a stream of consciousness, I had to restructure it, but it already followed a cinematic three-act structure because I know those rules. and I can do it without having to follow a distinct kind of skeleton because I just know them already. And you have to know those rules in order to break those rules, and you have to prove that you are able to write within those rules before you will be trusted to do things in a different way. The way I always think of this and the way I try to explain it to students is it's like a driving test. Every driving instructor, every driving examiner knows that you are not going to drive away with your hands at 10 and 2 all of the time. And you are not going to slide the steering wheel neatly between your hands. You're going to cross over and things like that. You shouldn't do all this, that, and the other. But that's fine because you understand the spirit of why they're teaching you to do these things and the reason why those things are useful. You understand that you are learning to drive. In fact, what you're doing when you're learning to drive is learning to pass your driving test. And the rules of writing screenplays are no different to that. Early in your career, you need to learn how to play by the rules so you can get your scripts out there and get them looked at by directors and producers, and, you know, they'll take your stuff seriously then when they're spec scripts. And then prove that you know what you're talking about. That is crucially the thing. You prove you know what you're talking about, you understand the rules. Once you do, once you know what you're talking about, maybe you'll have room to play a little bit more fast and loose with the rules. Now, if you are a writer-director and you've been sitting there smugly all this time thinking, ah, well, he said earlier on, this doesn't apply to me because I make my own rules, think again. It's just as important to you as well. If you are entering film competitions looking for funding, if you're looking for bursaries, if you're sending a script to any other member of the industry, director of photography, sound engineers, actors, if anyone apart from you is a professional working on your production, and they need to see the script before you begin making it, which of course they all do, you need to make sure and think about what message you are sending. If you are a director with little or no work under your belt, people working professionally in the industry may take one look at your incorrectly formatted script and say, no. Is that right? Maybe not, but it is true. It is the case. Maybe people should be more accepting of different ideas on formatting. But ultimately, they're not a lot of the time. So you need to make sure that you are doing it the way you should be. So the same goes for you. You have to learn these rules in order to break them. Once you have proven yourself, you can do whatever you want. Once you have that regular production company and you all work in a better way and you work in a more cohesive way by doing it this way, great. Do it. Go do your thing. But until then, stick to the rules. And the rules are important for the reasons above. Now, I hope this video has been informative. It's an often spoken about and quite controversial topic of discussion. And, you know, I know that people can get a little bit upset when discussing this kind of thing, the idea of, you know, film school's nonsense or, you know, just go out and do it. And different ways work for different people. You can find different ways of doing things. And just because someone does something a different way, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily wrong. The only point I'm trying to make here is that there are reasons why we have these rules in screenwriting, and just to try and communicate that to you guys out there so you can see what those reasons are, and hopefully see that a little clearer. If you fundamentally disagree with me and you're very, very sad and upset about it, then feel free to sound off in the comments below. I will keep an eye on them in the early few days of this video going out. And I'll try and come back to people if they have specific questions. And of course, if you agree and you like it, then also great. Sound off in the comments. Like, we'd love to hear from you, and we'll see if we can do some more of this kind of thing. But ultimately, whether you love it or hate it, I hope it's useful to you in some way. And I hope you kind of get thinking about why we have these things going and why we try to work within these sets of rules and things like that. So for now, thanks very much for watching and listening out there. And I will see you again very soon here at the Script Department. Goodbye.